Montag lieben Klausen Globen.
I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
And all the girlies say I'm pretty fly for a white guy.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Want to jump into some investigative reporting at Reuters? And I'd also like to hear from you. Be a part. 844-967-2789. No saving your best takes for when Dom joins the show at 5. I know what you're doing. Anyways, let's jump into this report. Trump allies breach U.S. voting systems in search of 2020 fraud evidence, air quotes, evidence, because, of course, there is no evidence. I think they'd have found it by now, but let me jump into some of this fine reporting. 18 months after Donald Trump lost the White House, loyal supporters continue to falsely assert that compromised balloting machines across America robbed him of the 2020 election. He was robbed, I tell you. To stand up that bogus claim, some Trump diehards are taking the law into their own hands by attempting, with some success, to compromise the voting systems themselves. Previously, unreported surveillance video captured one such effort in August in the rural Colorado town of Kiowa. Footage obtained by Reuters through a public records request shows Elbert County Clerk Dallas Schroeder, the county's top election official, fiddling with cables and typing on his phone as he copied computer drives containing sensitive voting information. Schroeder, a Republican, go figure, later testified that he was receiving instructions on how to copy the system's data from a retired Air Force colonel and political activist bent on proving Trump lost because of fraud. So he's being directed by another fringer who says, yeah, go dig into the machines. I'll tell you how to do it. The day, August 26, Schroeder made a forensic image of everything on the election server, according to his testimony, and later gave the cloned hard drive to two lawyers. Schroeder is now under investigation for possible violation of election laws by the Colorado Secretary of State, which has also sued him, seeking the return of the data. Schroeder is defying the state demand and has refused to identify one of the lawyers who took possession of the hard drives. The other is a private attorney who works with an activist, wait for it, backed by Mike Lindell, the pillow mogul and election conspiracy theorist. Schroeder said in a legal filing he believed he had a statutory duty to preserve voting records. Apparently, he declined to comment to Reuters. The episode is among eight known attempts to gain unauthorized access to voting systems in five U.S. states since the 2020 election. All, did you hear that? All involve local Republican office holders or party activists who have advanced Trump's stolen election falsehoods or conspiracy theories about rigged voting machines, according to Reuters. Some of the breaches, including the one in Elbert County, were inspired in part by a false belief that state-ordered voting machine upgrades or maintenance would erase evidence of alleged fraud in the 2020 election. In fact, state elections officials say those processes have no impact on the voting system's ability to save data from past elections. And the incidents include a North Carolina case first reported last week by Reuters, in which a local Republican Party leader threatened to get a top county election official fired or have her pay cut if she did not give him unauthorized access to voting equipment. See how this is working out? In Southern Michigan, a pro-Trump clerk who has expressed support for the QAnon conspiracy theory on social media defied state orders to perform maintenance on a voting machine on the unfounded belief that doing so would erase proof of alleged fraud. In another Michigan case, a Republican activist impersonated an official from a made-up government agency in a plot to seize voting machines. Some of the people and groups involved in the vigilante election investigator movement are drawing financial support from Lindell, the MyPillow Incorporated chief executive and one of the most visible backers of Trump's false fraud claims. Lindell said he hired four top members of one group, the U.S. Election Integrity Plan, or USEIP. The group got Lindell's backing about 3 months after its co-founder advised Albert County Clerk Schrader in his effort to copy and leak the voting data. In all, Lindell told Reuters he has spent $30 million and hired up to 70 people, including lawyers and cyber people. Let's not forget he had the big cyber symposium attended by Wisconsin's own Michael Gableman. At your expense, taxpayers. Partly, back to the article at Reuters, partly in support of Cause of America, a right-wing network of election activists. Well, that's a kind euphemism for fringers. Lindell, who said he hasn't been involved in any data breaches, said his quest aims to prove fraud in the 2020 vote and to reshape American elections by getting rid of electronic voting machines and returning to paper ballots. What could go wrong? The Trump ally said his fraud claims will eventually be vindicated in spite of what he described as ridicule from the media. Guilty. I'm guilty. I've ridiculed you, Mike. We got rid of the machines, Lindell said. We need to melt them down and use them for prison bars and put everyone in prison that's involved with them. Apparently, a spokes-Trump person did not comment to Reuters either, but a little bit more. Four experts in voting law told Reuters the extent of these balloting data breaches is unprecedented in modern U.S. elections. The violations are especially worrying, say elections officials, because they break the chain of custody over ballots and tabulating equipment. Such safeguards allow for the tracking of exactly who has handled sensitive voter data. They are essential to making elections secure and to resolving any challenges or fraud allegations. So the very breaching of these machines is making them insecure. The very thing that Lindell claims he's trying to discover, he's exposing these very machines to. Or at least he's funding this sort of activist outreach, right? The vigilanteism. Here's a quote. This one from David Becker, executive director of the nonpartisan Center for Election Innovation and Research. You need to make sure those ballots are maintained under strict chain of custody at all times. It's destroying voter confidence in the United States. Such breaches can also constitute privacy invasions by exposing information about individual voters. The Colorado data Schroeder leak likely included ballot images that showed how people voted, according to the Secretary of State's office. If so, that would violate a core principle of modern America's democracy. The secret ballot, I think it's called, right? Which is intended to protect voters from politically motivated harassment or intimidation and to prevent vote buying. Well, Trump might have had a better effort if he'd have bought a few more votes. The secret ballot is a fundamental right in American elections, said Pamela Smith, president of Verified Voting, a nonpartisan group that advocates for secure elections. Kind of the opposite of what Mike Lindell's group is apparently, you know, getting as an end result here. And the incidents examined by Reuters all took place in states that have been competitive in recent elections. Now, here's where the violations, the breaches occurred. Two occurred in Colorado, three in Michigan, and one each in Ohio, Pennsylvania, and North Carolina. At least five of the, and that's just what we know about. That's just what Reuters found. At least five of the cases are under investigation by local or federal law enforcement, with three arrests and one conviction, according to state and local officials. Four of the breaches forced election officials to decertify or replace voting equipment that was no longer secure. The FBI also declined comment. And the type of data leak varies. In some cases, the full extent of the losses remains unknown. In Colorado's Mesa County, the Secretary of State accuses Tina Peters, I think we've heard of her, she's a big Trumpster as well, of allowing an unauthorized person to make a forensic image of voting equipment's hard drives. In addition, confidential passwords required to upgrade the county's election software were published on the internet, according to the indictment of Peters. So these aren't just random allegations. These are contained in her indictment, you know, for election fraud. Like Schroeder, Peters said she was exercising her statutory duty to preserve election records. She accused Dominion and the Secretary of State without evidence of conspiring to destroy evidence of election fraud. And folks, the three other attempts in Ohio's Lake County, Michigan's Cross Village, and North Carolina's Surry County, no data is believed to have been accessed accessed. In two other cases, Reuters was unable to determine what data, if any, was stolen. So the MyPillow guys put $30 million out there, hiring lawyers, hiring effectively vigilantes to prove a fiction by breaking into the election machines. Because they want to restore confidence in the process. Don't you get it? 844-967-2789. That's sarcasm, CJ, just in case you didn't know. Jake from Milwaukee. Welcome back, Jake. What do you got?
Just a correction regarding the secret ballot. That actually is not in the Constitution at all. I remember I was really interested a few years ago, and I did a hard read and look, and it is not in there. So it technically isn't a right. Now, I'm not saying that it's not a practice, because it is a practice, and I agree with it. It should be secret. But it's not codified.
That's interesting. I had not heard that.
Yeah.
That is in contradiction to what I'm reading here, though, buddy. And I don't mean to be contradictory here. I just did a quick Google search. Article 29 of the convention... this basically says that ballot design in polling places, disabled people are apparently protected under the United States, the United Nations Conventions of Rights of Persons with Disabilities. They are assured a secret ballot for people with disabilities. Article 29 of the convention requires that contracting states protect the right of a person with disabilities to vote by secret ballot. Here's what I would say. You're probably right, Jake. I'm not seeing that this is a constitutionally codified right, if you will.
Yeah, yeah. My other thing is, wouldn't it be great if Mike Lindell ran for a political office? I can't imagine how awesome the ads would be. I don't know. I can just dream. Maybe he will. But Mike, please run for a political office.
Yeah, that would be fun, Jake. Any other thoughts, buddy?
Yeah. My last thought, I guess maybe it's some more like local stuff, but I was thinking the other day that the whole CAFO water thing that they're going to have back at the Supreme Court. Wisconsin Supreme Court, and they're going to change their minds. The reason is because if they don't, the U.S. Supreme Court is going to say it and send it back. Because Hagedorn is no longer, he doesn't have a spine, so he just showed us that. So, like every other Republican.
Appreciate your call, Jake. Guy calling out Justice Hagedorn in the current sense. Dan Kelly, former colleague on the high court. Of course, Kelly was a Walker appointee, and Kelly didn't actually win his seat on the court. Hagedorn did. Hagedorn won by 5,600 votes over Lisa Neubauer from the Court of Appeals. Dan Kelly got crushed by Lisa Kurowski, I believe. That race, if memory serves, Kurowski beat Dan Kelly by, I believe, 163,000 votes during the pandemic. 163,000 votes. That election was held, I believe, April of last year. So, Dan Kelly, maybe you should just shut up. Come back with us. You can talk. You can say stuff. You're welcome, as long as you're not Dan Kelly and probably CJ. Although, eventually we get to all the callers, lightly screened at 844-967-2789. More Devil's Advocates. Lots more of your calls. And my buddy Dominic joining us just a little bit later in the hour. Now, I believe under Wisconsin law, under the Wisconsin Constitution Article 3, I believe. No. I'm not entirely sure if we have secret ballots according to the Constitution. Jake, I'm not going to contradict you any further. Apparently something in the UN about secret ballots for those with disabilities. But anyways, more Devil's Advocates. We'll be right back. Let's go.